Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20. Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. These words couldn't be more relevant to today's world, in which gossip can be communicated faster than lightning. Words have always had the power to destroy, and many of the proverbs focus on the danger of them being used carelessly. The trouble with words is that we use so many of them, and it's easy for them to cause hurt, pain, and division. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27 reads, "A truly wise person uses few words." I'm really grateful for that observation, but if I'm honest, I'm not sure what to do with it. I spend my days writing, mentoring, pastoring, preaching and teaching people, to say nothing of relating to the members of my family. Words are fundamental to the way we communicate, and although I could possibly use fewer words, I'll still need to use quite a large number of them. The writer of the Proverbs is concerned that we use our words to build, not to destroy. Building words are ones that bring strength and courage to other people. I love Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11. Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. We all need to aspire to share more words like that, and keeping a watch on those words which can be more like Molotov cocktails. We all enjoy having privileged information, and the temptation to share it can be extremely difficult to resist. However, we must. If we ever say to someone, "Just between you and me, promise me you won't mention this to anyone else," or "just between these four walls," you can be sure that we should have kept our mouths shut. The person you've shared your special nugget with will conclude that they're never safe sharing their private information with you in future. You've proved yourself to be a gossip. The psalmist knew what he was talking about when he said, "Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips." We all need to say aloud amen to that. So let me ask you a really important question. How do you seek to avoid gossip? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to use our words in a way that will build people up today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.